again, the reality, because I've been meditating over this, especially since we talked about it, you know, the kingdom within us and Jesus living in us. Every day, many times a day, you stop and meditate on these things, because that your natural mind is going like, yeah, right. I mean, go look in the mirror, buddy, you know. But your spirit inside you is one in him, and he's going, yes, that's true. When you say you've given your angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways, don't just be thinking about you, realizing that those are the words of the master. And when you put your words, his words, in your mouth and they come out, they should have the same kind of effect as when he spoke them. We should expect these things. Not just hope, elpis. We should expect these things. I want to go back there where I was this morning. I want to go back where that reality, it was so real. And I began to think of some of the verses of Scripture, especially from over in 1 John. You know, John knew Jesus very closely. And he said, if our heart condemns us, God's greater than our hearts. And we know that whatever we ask him, whatever petition we place before him, he'll answer us when we ask. And we go, well, that can't be because it doesn't happen. No, it is. You just haven't experienced it yet. Hallelujah. And I think John had, and that's why I wrote it down. I think all the letters that Paul wrote, Paul didn't write these things down in some kind of fantasy or fairy tale kind of thing. He wrote all this stuff like what we're going to look at this morning. He wrote this stuff down because he had experienced it. And he was going, hey, here's how this works. And they didn't have the New Testament. It was still being written. They had to depend on these kinds of communications. And most importantly, they had to depend on the guidance, the leadership, the teaching out from the Spirit of God, because that's where it was all pouring out from. Well, y'all, that should never have stopped. Just because we have all of these wonderful things written down doesn't mean that God's not still doing stuff with us. Hallelujah. The last few weeks, without realizing it, we've kind of had a theme going on. And if you put it into a few words, it would be, and in fact, I use those words, an attitude of gratitude with the power of praise. That's just been going on. I want so much to encourage you to where that attitude of gratitude produces that rejoicing, that joyfulness, and the praise to God, because there is such power in it. It's the exact opposite of being drugged down by the things in the world. It is energizing. It is invigorating. A couple weeks ago, we talked about 2 Corinthians 2:14 to begin with. Now thanks be to God, which always causes us to be led in that triumphant procession with Christ, and making manifest the fragrance of the knowledge of him through us in every place. Like we started off with, either that's true or it's not. Either you can, as you go through your life, your routine, every day, if you'll keep that attitude of gratitude, that thanksgiving to God, because no matter what's going on, it really could be a whole lot worse. You know? Because no, even if it was as bad as you could possibly imagine, which I don't advise you do, okay? But even if it was, you still know Jesus. You are still knowledgeable of the kingdom of God. You have eternity to look forward to, and it's already started. So no matter what else is going on, you still have reason to be grateful, to be thankful. And as that happens in you, Paul, remember what I said a minute ago, he wrote these things down because he experienced it. He wasn't just giving wishful thinking or good advice. He was saying, look, if you'll keep giving thanks to God, if you'll just be grateful, if you'll be joyful, then here's what will happen. Not only will you be walking around in a triumphant procession, not only will your life be victorious, but the people around you will smell that on you everywhere you go. When that ain't happening, there's a reason, and the reason is you've dropped the thanksgiving. You let the enemy pull you off to the side and get you all upset about something where you got anxious or worried or fretful or angry or whatever, and you lost the thanksgiving, so the smell goes away. In fact, you stink at that point. It's okay, y'all can laugh. Then last week, we talked about 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and again, gives us a very similar picture. Be grateful in everything, for this is the thelema, will, okay? What's a will?
Determination.
It's what you intend to do, right? That is your will, what you have in mind to do. What God has in mind for you is for you to be grateful. That's what he has on his mind for you. This is the will. This is the intention of God. And then we didn't really spend much time there. In Christ, okay? This is the will of God, E-N, contained in Christ, ice, into us. Okay? And we spent 10 minutes talking about, where's Jesus? Okay, he's living in you. This is the will of God contained in Christ. So where's that will? If it's in Christ, it's got to be in us, right? And then, just in case you didn't get that, he said, into you. So God is in Christ, and this will goes into us.